and let's give them dominion over every circumstance, every situation, every exception that might confront their life. Let's make them kings. Let's make them rulers over their lives, over their circumstances, over their situation, over their symptoms. Let's make them just like us. Same character, same nature. Live like us, talk like us, walk like us. Just like us. In character and nature. And functioning just like us. In the likeness. Just like us. The heaven is my territory. The earth is going to be their territory. And they're going to be on earth just like it is in heaven. That's in the first two chapters of the Bible. And God set that up. And chapter 2 is saying God planted. And God planted. And God planted. They ain't got no prophet nowhere, 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 nowhere. And God planted a garden in Eden. And there he placed Adam and Eve. And from there he told them, man, be fruitful and multiply. And from there he told them to make the whole earth just like this environment and just like this atmosphere that you're in here in my presence. That's in chapter 1 and 2. And God blessed them. And let me tell you something. What God blessed ain't a devil in hell that's going to come in chapter 3 and throw a monkey wrench in the thing. Ain't nothing, nobody, nothing, no, nothing. I heard my sister say, boy, before I came on this broadcast, Ben, if God said it, baby, let me tell you something. That's the bottom line. Boy, that's what God said. And then God sealed it, man, with a guarantee and say, and God blessed them. And God did what? And God blessed them. Yeah, but the crazy bone, and God blessed them. Yeah, because they fell under the, in chapter 3, it fell under the curse. But boy, let me tell you something, 4,000 years later, man, God come back and clean them up, man, and put them back into your blessing. For what purpose, Arthur? So that you could come back into Genesis chapter 1 and 2 and chart your course toward that destination. And begin to, another, let me say it in a simple way. Begin to live, man, as if you was already there. Because it's already here. That's the message that Jesus Christ come to bring. He didn't come to establish a religion. We didn't made man what he came to do with the Christian religion. Man, no, 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 no. That's why I say we've been deceived by the devil too long. That's his most successful tactic against us, is to preoccupy us with good things. Listen, just because it's a good thing don't necessarily mean it's the right thing. Those are good things. But again, just because it's a good thing don't necessarily mean it's the right thing. What's the right thing, man? Not what, man, religion is doing, all of them, including the Christian religion. Not what they're doing. Those are good things. Those are man's attempts to try to appease deity and live, man, you know, in a manner, man, that would be pleasing to, man, a God. Man's attempts to reach God, to please God, to satisfy God. Man, give up, man. You can't. That's impossible. You're dead in trespasses and sin. The best you could do. You could clean up your act, man, and do all that stuff and conform, man, from the inside, man. I'm talking about get it all together and everything else. And you still die and go to hell. I heard the brother say, man, gonna be many who say, Lord, Lord. Not everybody that say, Lord, Lord, gonna enter into the kingdom. Listen, he said something that's gonna be able to enter into the kingdom. That's going to be able to enter into the kingdom. What you talking about, the kingdom? Enter back into, man, what was going on in Genesis chapter 1 and 2. Listen, if you don't ever get back there, you can't live a fulfilled Christian life. You'll just be wandering around in circles, just like the children of Israel did, going around and around and around and around in circles. When all the time right across the Jordan River, man, is a land flowing with milk and honey. Hey, Lord. Devil preoccupies, man, and keep us in the wilderness as long as we don't get to the promised land and go get that milk and honey and all of that's in there and then come back and feed the people, man, the fruits from that land so that they too can enter into that land and go get their milk and honey too. what they're already blessed with. Thanks be unto God who has blessed us. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance, the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you before the foundation of the world. Listen, Isaiah said this here, unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given. And a government shall be up on his shoulder. And a government shall be up on his shoulder. And upon that government, man, shall be no end. He shall sit upon the throne of his father David. He shall be called the Prince of Peace, the Everlasting Father, the Kinsman Redeemer, the God of all gods, the Lord of all lords. A Savior. And of his kingdom and of his government, there shall be no end. What he came with, he didn't come with another religion. He didn't come with a Christian religion. He come with a government on his shoulder. He come with the ruling authority of heaven. He come in with what was going on in Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2, and God and Adam and Eve were walking in the cool of the day in unbroken fellowship, no sin, none of that was going on, man. He come to bring, man, that whole arrangement, that whole pattern of operation, that world, that arrangement, that pattern of operation, that governing system. He couldn't bring that back to the earth. He couldn't bring religion. He didn't come here for us to have church on Sundays and all that. That's all a good thing, but that ain't what he couldn't do. He come to establish a government on this earth. The government of God. God's government. Not mankind's government. Not democracy. Not republic. Not... He couldn't set up, man, the kingdom of God on the earth. And in the kingdom of God upon the earth, that you get back, what's the kingdom of God? What God is doing. Not what the Christian religion is doing, not what the Muslim doing, not what the Hindu doing, not what the Baptist doing, not what I'm doing, not what you doing, not what nobody else is doing out there, don't matter what it is. All that's good and dandy because that's all what's doing, that's being going on, that's out there. All that we're doing. But there's something, boy, that's greater than that, man, that you might not know about. What's that, Arthur? That's what God is doing. What God is doing, man, he redeeming, man, our life from destruction. And not only that, he redeeming our life from destruction. That's the means. But, boy, he crowning us with glory and with honor. He not only redeemed our life, but he restored our lives, too. And we've been preoccupied, man, with the redemptive message and proclaiming the redeeming message of God. What's that? That's all the good news about Jesus. That's all the man, that's the gospel of Jesus. That's what the church has been preaching, man, for the last 200 years. For the last 1,800 years. And forfeited, man, to preach the gospel that Jesus preached. We've been preaching, man, about the means. When all the time that was a means. All those messages, that's a means to an end. But to the restoration work of God. The devil got you preoccupied, man, with the means, the redeeming work of God, how he died for our sin, and how he rose from the grave, and how he commanded us to live, and all that, and all of the good things. But the only way you can live that way, you got to be restored back to your original place. If you're not restored back to your original place, man, the best you can do is never get you there. You'll be struggling, man, trying to live right, man, to appease God. When all the time, man, you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And if you start living righteous, you'll sin less and less and less. Otherwise, you'll be trying to sin less and less so that you can become more and more righteous. That's a good thing. But a greater thing is for you to, man, awake to righteousness and start learning how to live righteous. And as you learn how to live righteous, the sin will automatically fall off. You awake to righteousness and you are sinning less and less and less and less until, boy, sin ain't even your conscience no more. You walking after the things of God. You walking after the blessing of God. And I ain't talking about material things, houses and lands and cars and all that. That'll be added unto us. But you walking after, man, what the kingdom of God, what God doing, his governing system. He ain't coming out here with no religion on his shoulder. He come with a government on his shoulder. And the reason why our earth is in a mess here today, because the church has been preaching, man, the good news about Jesus and Calvary and the blood and all that and everything else. Hey, man, that's all right, man. But people want to know, man, how I get my needs met, man. How I function in this governance system that I'm living in. How I, man, live and be, man, productive and successful and succeed in fulfillment of life and purpose, man. How I get the peace in my life. How I get enjoyment and all those things, man. That's in the kingdom. That's what Jesus Christ was preaching. You know what his message was? His message was, man, not about him. He never preached to the people, to the multitudes, man, never about his death and how he was going to be risen from the grave and all that. He never preached that to the multitudes. He told that to Peter, James, and John and the disciples. And they were close to the end of his time here on the earth when he started telling them that. But what was he telling all the people out there? Hey, listen, all of you out there, what? All of the kingdom of heaven. All of the joy of heaven. All of the peace. All of the righteousness, all of the holy living, all of the treasures of heaven, all of the healing of heaven, all of everything that heaven has and it is and all that is attributes, all of it. Hey, that's your inheritance. It's available to you. I come to bring that, man, to you. I didn't come to bring you to heaven. I come to clean you up so that, man, you can come back into heaven on earth again. You know, I'm going to teach you, man, those things. So the gospel that he preached one message. I don't care how you look at it, man. You read the Bible, and for you theologians out there, and for you Bible thumpers, and for you pastors and leaders and everything else, you might need to do something, man. You might need to, man, throw away your old Bibles. Well, not throw them away, but lay them to the side and buy you a brand new Bible and read the four gospels as though you had never read them before in your life and see what the Holy Spirit will reveal to you. But read it in this light, in the gospel that Jesus preached, and find out, man, what Jesus preached. Don't read it in the light of the redemptive work of Jesus. Read it in the light of, man, the message that he was preaching. And you know what you will discover? You will discover a treasure that has been hidden in a field. All the knowledge and all the information and all the messages and everything else, all our interpretation and opinions of it and sermons and teaching and seminars and all of it, all the books that's ever been written about theology, the study of God, all that's a big field. All the prophets and everything else, all of it is a field. But in that field, in that wealth of information, is a treasure that's hid in there. And it's not hidden from you. It's hidden for you. I get it. That's why he said this here. You don't have to take no thought, man, of how you're going to make it, how you're going to live, what you're going to do, how you're going to do it. Your Heavenly Father know that you have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his way of putting you in righteousness, in right standings with him. Seek first the kingdom of God, his kingdom, and his righteousness. His way of putting you in right standing with him. And he's saying all these things, all these things, they'll be added unto you. What's the problem, Arthur? You ain't even seeking first, man, what God doing. You're seeking first what your church doing, what your denomination doing, what our leaders are doing, what the government is doing, what the world system is doing, and what the news is doing, and what society is doing, and what media is doing, and everything else, and getting all kind of information, man, in society, and education, and everything else. When the clear instruction is, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. That's one thing why I say the devil been deceiving us too long. He don't never want you to come to the gospel, man, of the kingdom. He don't ever want you to know about that. He don't mind you hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's a good news. That's a means. But if you just preach the means, man, that's why you got the people just wandering around in the wilderness. Saved, but don't know what they saved to. They know what they saved from, but they don't know what they saved to. Well, what you saved to? All of the kingdom of heaven. Come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. Matthew chapter 25. What's your inheritance? The kingdom of heaven that was prepared for you when? Before the foundation of the world. Well, what God decided, man, long, long, long time ago, before the foundation of the world, what he decided for your life. And let me back up, boy. That's what he decided, man. That's why John say, man, that which was not in the beginning. He say that which was from the beginning. That came out of him. See, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. That's in the beginning. And then on down through mankind, and then the prophet and all that. And God started speaking to man. But I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about that which was from the beginning. That which was before that. Genesis chapter 1, verse 0. The precept of God. The original intent. The original idea of God. What was in God's mind and what was in God's heart and what was his desire? For our prayer group, man, out of California, the Nation Prayer Group, we got an awesome, man, theme this month coming up, boy, and that's the desire of God. Boy, that's a great thing, because that's what the church needs to get back to. What's God's original intent, and what's God's desire for your life? What's God's desire for your life? Many are the plans in our heart, man, but what's God's plan for your life? What God's desire is? What his will is for your life? I'll tell you what it is. That it be in your life here on earth. That it be in your life here on earth. That it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. That's his original intent. That it be on earth just like it is in heaven. The only way he can get that done is through you and me, through his people. So it didn't come, man, to give us to start religion and compete with all the other religions. No, 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 no. Jesus said, my kingdom is not of this world. I'm not in competition. I don't need nobody's opinion to make me who I am. I am who I am. I am that I am. I am the Omega. I am the Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning. I am the end. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am. That's who I am, said the Lord. What do you mean? I am whatever you need me. I am. So if you read the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, you're going to discover a treasure that's hid in the field. You know what that treasure is? The gospel that Jesus preached. And you know what his instruction was? To you and I and to all mankind, go preach that. We've came up with our own messages. Good messages. But not the right message. Or let me say it in a different way. Not articulated and ministered in the right, in help me, Holy Ghost. Not ministered in the light of the gospel of the kingdom. But ministered in the light of Christian religion and the redeeming work of God. But never ministered in the light of the kingdom. What you mean in the light of the kingdom? Filtered through that. Listen, you do the math. All of you out there in my radio broadcast, you do the math. How many messages have you heard, man, in your Christian walk, man? I'm talking about where the theme of the message, the subject matter of the message, is all about the kingdom of God. It's teaching men on the kingdom of God, the laws that governs the kingdom of God, the functioning principles of the kingdom of God, how that kingdom operates, the keys to the kingdom. The kingdom is like the 10th version. The kingdom is like a soul who went out to sow. The kingdom is like this. The kingdom is like that. Whatever you ever hear a message, I'm talking about, man, like that, constantly. Or it might be a byproduct of our messages, but it's not the central theme. We've majored in the minor. It dispense of forfeiting the major. But if you read those four gospels, you're going to see that everything that Jesus talked about, his whole message, everything, every, not some, not most, not 90%, not 99%, everything was pertaining to, boy, the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And watch what he was telling us, man, that that's available to you. And know what he was teaching? He was teaching them, the disciples, the laws of the kingdom, the functioning principles of the kingdom, how to operate and how to live, man, in that kingdom, how to function, man, in that kingdom. And then he sent them out two by two, and he gave them specific instructions. He didn't tell them, go preach him. Go tell the people, man, about me, how I open my blind eyes, and how I unstop death, the end, and everything. He said, no, you go preach the kingdom of heaven, cast out devils, heal the sick. He didn't tell them to go preach nothing else. He told them go preach the kingdom. Go preach the good news of the gospel of the kingdom. What the gospel of the kingdom mean? That all your sovereignty, that you, all your dominion that you lost in Adam, man, is restored back to you. That lost relationship that you had with God in Adam back in Genesis chapter 1, back 2, you can come on back into that relationship right now and start living your life from there. You can come into the love of God and start learning how to love God. Because God said, man, I want you to keep my commandment. Not because you're trying to get to heaven or nothing like that. I didn't already provide that for you and sent that back to you. I want you to keep my commandment because you love me. I want you to live right, man, because you love me. I want you to live right because you want to honor me. You want to please me, man. You, not because you can get, man, what I got for you, but because, man, everything that I got for you is already yours. You just need to learn how to get it. I am God. As long as he's a child or a little bitty kid, it's no different than a servant. What you saying, Arthur? As long as you stay a little bitty baby in the kingdom of God, then you it got to be delegated to you. But if you grow up, how you grow up, you got to learn the functioning principles of the kingdom. You got to study the kingdom. You got to seek first the kingdom of God. You got to get some kingdom. Listen, if you're going to build a brick house, you ain't going to use no straw. You ain't going to use no, you're going to use brick. If you're going to build a kingdom, you got to preach the kingdom. You got to teach the kingdom. You can teach religion. You can teach faith. You can teach all them other things outside of the kingdom. And all you got, man, is church wandering around in the wilderness. But when you teach all them messages, man, in the light of the kingdom, then you're going to start having a victorious church, a church that's going to rise up, man, from his now and start moving towards his destination, toward his destiny. Listen, we as a church, we somewhere in the future, and we look much better than what we look right now. I'm going to say that again. We somewhere in the future. When is the future? Tomorrow, the next moment. We somewhere in the future, and we look much better than we look right now. We've been deceived by the devil too long, but enough is enough. My prayer is that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened, that we might know him. Jesus said, hey, listen, man, I never knew you. Hey, y'all, in other words, Jesus said, man, you didn't really know me. You just knew of me. You just knew about me. But we ain't never, man, you ain't, it wasn't no one-on-one person. You didn't really know me. We didn't have no fellowship. You wasn't seeking first the kingdom of God. You wouldn't, man, you were studying, man, to get sermons and messages and everything else, and you were reading the Bible trying to get something for you that's already yours. You didn't really know, man, me and what I really was doing and what's really going on. You're living in the light of the Christian religion when all the time, man, you should be living in the light of this. You're more concerned about being a member of a denomination or a church than you are about being a citizen of the kingdom. Listen, members don't have no rights. But citizens do. And you preoccupied with membership, man, at the expense of forfeiting, man, the fact that you are a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. I ain't talking about going to be, trying to be, hope to be. Man, you are a citizen of the kingdom of heaven. In fact, you originated from there. And you came from there, man, to here. God formed, God created you, and he created you, God, in heaven. Our Father, which art in heaven. And when he created you from where he is, in heaven. So you offspring from God. You come out of God, and you spring off from him. And then he came down to the earth, man, and made you a body, and then put you in the body and on the earth. And say, now here, this is your territory. The heavens is mine, the earth is yours. And here's your mandate. Make it in your territory just like it is in mine. What's his desire? He want to colonize earth with heaven. He want earth to be a colony of heaven. He's talking about cultures and everything. He wants the same culture, man, that's in heaven, man, and be on the earth. That's what he's doing. And he's doing it through his church. But the church don't know what his purpose and what his mission is. My God. How are you going to get that done through the church? But not through the religious church. He's going to get that done, man, through the government church. The church that's not only, man, operating in his spiritual priesthood, but operating in his spiritual authority, too, as a king in the earth. Just like Jesus did. He ruled and reigned over every circumstance, situation, and symptom that confronted his life. Anything that confronted his life came into his life. He was sick, man, and he healed him. The devil came, cast him out. Any need was met, it was met. Every circumstance, situation, symptom that was confronting his life, he took care of it. He ruled and reigned over it, even over death. And then he turned around and tell you and I, man, hey, listen, that's you too. I couldn't show you you. I couldn't reveal to you you. I couldn't show you what you can do. I couldn't show you what you have. I couldn't show you, man, you. Not for you to look at me and say, oh, Lord, that's Jesus. He mighty. Say, no, I couldn't show you you just like me. You can do like I do. How I can do that, Jesus? Now that you're in the kingdom and the kingdom is provided for you, now you got to grow up in the kingdom. How I grow up in the kingdom, man? Hey, he said, a child, as long as he is an heir, is no different but than a servant. Now he's under governor and tutor until the appointed time. What you got to do? You got to be trained up in the kingdom. Just like you've been trained up in Christian religion, man, you need, that's why Jesus said repent. You got to change that way of thinking, man, and start kingdom thinking. Glory to God. And start growing up in the kingdom, man, and start, man, hearing the gospel of the kingdom and learning about the kingdom and seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What you're doing then, you growing up then, as you grow up into maturity, then that's all your blessing. That's all your inheritance. That's already yours. Why are we not getting it? Because you little bitty baby. You're in the kingdom, man, but you don't know how to operate in the kingdom. You don't know the laws of the kingdom. All you know is the laws that God gave Moses. Let me tell you something. There's some laws that supersedes that. That law I was telling you about, man, what God said in Genesis, as I close, get ready to close this broadcast, that law I was telling you about in Genesis chapter 1, man, that's the original law. That law right there supersedes every law, man. My sister said it right before this broadcast. Boy, that's what God said. I ain't talking about the preacher, the pastor, the bishop, the pope, the prophet, none of them. And God said, let's make man just like us in our image and our likeness, and let them have dominion. Maybe let me tell you something. That's the law of life that's in Christ Jesus. Ain't a devil in hell. Nothing can come and alter that word, man, and change that word, man. It's going to be that. That's the law of life that's in Christ Jesus. And let me tell you why. What you mean, other? That's what God said. And can't nothing alter that. I don't care what come after that or nothing like that, baby. It's going to be that. Hallelujah. That's the law of life. There's another law that happened, man, and you don't know about. And that's the law of sin and death. But the first law, the primary law that God established was that law. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26 through 31, man, for your life concerning you. That's a law of life. In chapter 3, man, another law came in effect, the law of sin and death. They disobeyed God. And, man, let me tell you something. But, boy, in the fullness of time, God sent back that law of life that's in Christ Jesus, baby. And the Bible says the law, the spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus has set us free from the law of sin and death, so that you can come back into the Garden of Eden and start living on top of the earth. Listen, man, God love you. And not only do he love you, he got a great inheritance for your life. Listen, we bless you. I want to thank you all out there. We're restoring the kingdom of God back in the earth. And stay tuned to this broadcast, you know. And we would like for you to contact us, you know, and let us know if this broadcast is a blessing to you. You can contact us at 713-870-3776. One more time. That phone number is area code 713-870-3778. We'd like to correspond with you. We need you. You need us. Contact us, please. We'd be glad to hear from you and to see if we can be a blessing in your life. We are doing great things in our community in Bunkie. We're restoring our facility over there. We have a fundraiser going on. We got great things that are going on. And, Bishop, whenever you need to cut me off, just cut it off. Hallelujah. Hey, my brother telling me my time is over. I didn't even get to do the announcement. But, listen, I love y'all. Hey, y'all contact us. My wife, Gail, and I, man, she greets y'all in the love of the Lord. My family, Tori, Jesse, Nikki, Tamika. We love all y'all with the love of the Lord. And ain't nothing you can do about it. Hey, stay tuned to our broadcast. We promise to continue to be a tremendous blessing in your life. You haven't heard nothing yet. Bye-bye. See y'all later.
God bless. This is Pastor Arthur Levine. We at Kingdom Life Fellowship Community.